Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, February 5th, and I'm recording at 10:02 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, the 20% plus rally for Brent crude oil came to an end here today, and at least we had a sharp downward reaction. Bringing that price back to $54.52, down $3.39. More on that in a moment, but first let's go back and run through stock markets here today, which are always of interest, I believe, to subscribers. Now, Japan had a better day in here. The Nikkei 225 was up nearly 2%, taking it back up to 17,678. China, the A shares were a little bit weaker, and also, well, unchanged, I see, on the enterprise index, the Hang Seng enterprise index. The HSI, the Hang Seng index itself, was up 0.5 percentage point. And I think those A shares may rise potentially sharply tomorrow. The Shanghai Composite was down nearly 1% today, because after China closed, they had another monetary easing move, potentially quite a significant one. They lowered the amount of money that banks were required to hold and not loan, in other words. So they'd have more money to loan here right now. And that should help, all other things being equal. Now, Taiwan, South Korea, and particularly Australia all had reasonably good gains. Australia up nearly 1.25 percentage point. India down a little bit further. These are small declines, but from that very overbought short-term position that I described last week, after it had gone up 8 days in a row and was quite overextended relative to its MA. And the Sensex index is at 28,883. That's down about 1,000 points from its highs, that nearly 1,000 points from its highs that we were seeing just a couple of weeks ago. Now, else also, we had small gains, a small gain in Singapore. Malaysia up nearly 1.25%. And small mixed performances on the others. In Europe, we had mixed trading. The Swiss market index did quite well. That was up 1.85%. And many of the others were a little lower, although not the German DAX, that just closed up a small percentage, and the Euro Stoxx 50 just up a tiny bit. Small gains for Germany and France. UK slightly lower. Wall Street did sort of mix in and out of gains for much of the day, but a moderate rally lost support as the day, in the last hour or so, I should say. The Dow was still up, but only the tiniest of fractions, and we had a decline of, well, 0.2 percentage point for the S&P. That's pulled it back to 2,041 and change. And the NASDAQ one composite index was down about 0.25 point. Canada a little bit weaker, not surprisingly, with the oil price soft. Mexico and Brazil, modest gains in here. Now, the U.S. 10-year bonds, they had yields had pushed higher in the morning, but then that faded as Wall Street lost most of its stock market gains, and we were left with a yield on the 10-year at 1.7 9, so that's still quite low, and is obviously down on the day. The dollar index picked up a bit, a good rally in here today, back up to 94.426. And among individual, let's see, currencies, Australian dollar slipped to 0.7759. The yen in here is at 117.28 against the greenback. That's down a little bit. The euro gave up some of its gains back to 1.1345. And sterling actually steady, 1.5181. And the again, the Indian rupee is steady. It was a fraction easier against the dollar today. The Chinese renminbi, which looked like and still does look like it could weaken again, but it was a fraction steadier in here today also. In commodity markets, take precious metals first. The palladium up $4 here, 790. Silver steady up 6 cents here at $17.38. Gold bounced back $8, back up to 1268 and change. And I missed platinum. Platinum up nearly $7 at 1242. So a little firmer in that sector. And I notice also U.S. copper was sent higher here, up to 259.25. Crude oil, the WTI, that's the U.S. contract, was the biggest loser, down $4.51 to 48.54. And the Brent was down 338 to 54.53. Now, I chuckled, I think, last night, and the other one went, said people were calling it a bull market for crude oil. Well, because it got above that 20 point, beg your pardon, that 20% gain off a very low level. Certainly the chart has improved. We've lost the downside consistency and momentum, quite obviously. And I suspect that at the very worst, that was a penultimate low, not far off from the final low. But I think of the probability is that we've seen the low for these crude oil prices, but that they could easily come back and test them in range. And so we would get more of a saucering type of pattern here over the next few weeks and possibly months. Now, there's no doubt that demand has picked up a little bit, and there will be less supply eventually because of some of the cutbacks that are actually occurring. But there's currently a great deal of oil around, so much so that they're running out of storage space and starting to load it onto ships. So that will clearly prevent any kind of big rally occurring anytime soon, in my opinion. And the grains and beans, they're weaker here. They rallied sharply yesterday, a little bit of short covering, but the short covering ceased in here today. I think that's the comment that stands out. So, how's Wall Street actually doing? Well, it's still in those trading ranges. I would continue to give the upside the benefit of the doubt, provided we don't see those main indices that I posted yesterday, provided we don't see them take out their mid-December lows. If that were the case, then the patterns would look toppy, and we could easily get a setback of at least another 5%. But again, that has not happened so far. We've seen indices steady above, in other words, to the left of those rising 200-day moving averages. But we haven't had any new highs, and we would need new highs to reaffirm the overall bull trend. And as I also mentioned yesterday, with Wall Street down a little bit today, it's still in minus territory on the year, whereas the European indices are mostly in the green or plus column, and so are most of the Asia Pacific indices, again, when evaluated or quoted when quoted in US dollars. So Wall Street's a laggard in here right now, but it has not broken downwards. Those are the main points, and I would be hopeful. It's a nervous time for stock markets, but you've got the low interest rates, you've got the low oil price. So yes, that's a mixed blessing, but most corporations, oil consumers, benefit from that, and consumers certainly benefit from the lower crude oil price. Sure, it causes problems in a number of the emerging markets, which are big commodity exporters, but low commodity prices help to keep inflation down. Not that inflation is a problem here right now, but people have been very worried about deflation. And understandably so, but given the long past history of deflationary periods, but I would again point out that much of the deflation that we are seeing today is also caused by technology. And that is a positive deflation, a mostly positive deflationary influence. So I don't think it's all that bad a situation. Cheap commodity prices, low interest rates, and rapidly advancing technologies. That to me suggests that although we're in a choppy stock market environment here overall, that there are further gains to be seen as the year develops. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.